It's been good. I mean, I'll be honest, I'm surprised we have not done this before. This is something that I hope that every single year we are going out into those communities and letting them know what we're already seeing in the season and what they can do to prepare and what we're doing to make sure ourselves, not only my agency, but also our local and state and federal partners are doing to get ready. And so everybody's been very, very receptive. So it's kind of exciting.
And what do you take out of this?
Yeah, so, I mean, first of all, what I take away is each one of these, we're reaching out in the community and showing my goal of my agency at Department of Natural Resources as the largest on-call wildfire fighting team in the state is we want our agency to be an outward-facing agency. We want to be engaged and working closely with the community to be able to protect our communities and our landscapes. We want also our local fire district and firefighter partners to feel that engagement and connection as they already feel in the community. And the more we're communicating, the more we're building those relationships, the more we're talking and preparing our communities and our landscapes, the more we will all be better off. You know, obviously we know fireworks, we're getting ready for 4th of July. My birthday's next week, July 3rd. I know the passion of fireworks, but let me tell you, I no longer like them anymore. It's a danger, obviously, leads to enormously catastrophic wildfires. And the more people can be aware of, you know, our burn bans and making sure that they're not doing burns on their land at this point in time, because the fuel load we already have and the dryness with the lack of water and the enormous amount of heat is not going to help create our landscapes being safe and our communities being safe.